Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you about one of the most unusual phenomenon among the people of God found in the Bible. It was a rushing, mighty wind. And I'm going to read today from Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 2. We read this. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing, mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. After Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples met to pray and to seek God. They were waiting for the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, God kept his promise. And these words from Acts chapter 2 tell how the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples on Pentecost. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit came with some strange things. It came with a strange sound and a strange sight. Notice first the strange sound. We read, suddenly there came a sound from heaven. The association of the sound with a rushing mighty wind filled the whole house with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And this probably has connection with the fact that in both Hebrew and the Greek languages, the word for spirit is the same word for breath or wind. Here, the sound from heaven was the sound of the Holy Spirit being poured out upon the disciples. The sound of this fast, mighty wind would make any of these disciples who knew the Hebrew Scriptures think of the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it's the Spirit of God as the breath or wind of God blowing over the waters of the newly created earth. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it's the Spirit of God as the breath or wind of God blowing life into newly created man. In Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 9 and 10, it's the Spirit of God as the breath or wind of God moving over the dry bones of Israel, bringing them life and strength. You see, this single line from Acts chapter 2 tells us much about how the Holy Spirit moves. Suddenly, it says, sometimes God moves suddenly. There was a sound. It was real, but you can't touch a sound. It was something real that came into them through their ears. It says that it came from heaven. It wasn't of earth. It wasn't created, manipulated, or fashioned here among men. No, it came from heaven. And we also read here that it was mighty. It was full of force, coming with great power. Now, notice that this phenomenon of the rushing mighty wind happened nowhere else in Acts when the Holy Spirit was poured out. Several other times, the Holy Spirit powerfully filled the people of God. You can find two mentions of that in Acts chapter 4, another in Acts chapter 13, one in chapter 19, and a second one in Acts chapter 13. Now, those were wonderful and valid works of the Spirit, yet on none of those other occasions did they hear a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. You see, the strange sound was for that particular day, but it was not of lasting importance. Sometimes God does one-offs, a special something for a single occasion. Now, can you imagine if on a later occasion the disciples said, you know, today we weren't really filled with the Spirit because we never heard that sound. Or if they said, next time we must hear the same sound, and we got to hear it even louder. Listen, that kind of thinking is a trap. Give God the credit to know when a special experience is necessary and when it's not. You can trust God that way today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.